This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters have approved a new tax on tobacco products. Proposition EE will fund universal access to preschool through a new nicotine vaping tax and higher taxes on tobacco. Governor Jared Polis credited voters who passed EE with about 70% of the vote.
They spoke overwhelmingly on a common sense measure to make sure that every family can get the benefits of preschool, also reducing teen vaping and helping people kick the habit of smoking.
Unofficial results show that voters in Boulder could end the city's pursuit of a city-run electric utility or put it on hold. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
It's been 10 years since Boulder voters rejected a new franchise agreement with Xcel Energy. That was an attempt to gain local control over the source of the city's electricity and reduce emissions that worsen climate change. If ballot measure 2C passes, that effort stops and Boulder will re-enter a 20-year agreement with Xcel. The company has promised to reduce its local carbon emissions by at least 80% by 2030. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Denver's older elementary school students may return to school if the city's COVID-19 rates stabilize. Denver Superintendent Susana Cordova says that depends on people staying safe.
The number of people that I see who are still outside in large groups, not wearing masks, engaging in activities outside, is part of what I believe is creating the conditions that are impeding our ability to bring all kids together.
The district's third through fifth graders return to remote learning this week as cases in the city are rising. This is CPR News.